Broadcasting live this morning from beautiful, scenic Hillsdale, Michigan. This is the Steve Gruber Show. This is Friday, February 22nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, two Democrat candidates for president are backing reparations for black families affected by slavery. Last week, Kamala Harris agreed with a California radio host's suggestion that government reparations for black Americans were necessary to address the legacies of slavery and discrimination. Elizabeth Warren also has said she supports reparations. That's a policy that could cost several trillion dollars, in addition, by the way, to the trillions and trillions and trillions on the Green New Deal, the New Green Deal, whatever they call it. It's one that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and many top Democrats have not supported. That's how off the table left candidates are moving this cycle. Two, if you were in Flint this week and thought you saw Alec Baldwin, well, you might be right. The actor was in the state to film segments for an upcoming documentary on the Flint water crisis. Now, Baldwin has a reputation of being a bit of a hothead, you might have heard. I'm just glad we had no reports of parking lot fisticuffs or fights while he was in our fine state. And on top, Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat and should not run as a Democrat. That's according to a Democrat.
Run as a Democrat. We've asked him on a continuous basis, if in fact you want to be the Democratic nominee, you should be a Democrat.
That's Congressman Gregory Meeks of New York. This briefly was a topic last time in 2016. Nothing really came of it. Sanders then, of course, pulled some upsets over Hillary Clinton in the primary. Look, what's really disqualifying? He's an avowed socialist. His policies are downright scary. And that's where we start hour two of the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday. Getting set for the weekend. I just popped my head around the corner and saw the gorgeous sunrise peeking over the Hillsdale College campus, the statue of Margaret Thatcher in silhouette. It's a pretty special place. Hillsdale.edu, by the way. Hillsdale.edu for anything Hillsdale College related, where I serve as the general manager for the student radio station, also teach in the journalism department, and been here a little more than 3 years now. Very happy to be here at Hillsdale College. All right, back to Bernie Sanders and Gregory Meeks. This was on CNN, talking with Poppy Harlow yesterday morning. Congressman Gregory Meeks, Democrat from New York, saying, you know, Bernie Sanders, he's not a Democrat, and he shouldn't run in our primary unless he says, I'm a Democrat, and becomes a member of the party. Here's Congressman Gregory Meeks on CNN.
The difference for me is Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. So I don't understand why Bernie Sanders, who does not want to become a member of the Democratic Party.
He vowed he would run, and if he wins, rule, you know, preside as a Democrat.
Run as a Democrat. We've asked him on a continuous basis, if in fact you want to be the Democratic nominee, you should be a Democrat. If you're not a Democrat, you should not run. He should run as an independent. He's not a Democrat. So to me, I wouldn't allow a Republican to run as a Democrat or for the Democratic nominee.
You don't think he should be allowed to run in the Democratic Party?
I don't think he should be a Democrat. I think that he should say if he wants to be a Democrat, he should register in the Democratic Party. And then you can talk about running and to be my representative. Mm. I want a Democrat to be my representative as president of the United States,
well,
to be my nominee.
He's doing it, and he raised.
All right, that's Congressman Gregory Meeks of New York saying he wants a Democrat to be the Democrat nominee for president. Look, I understand. I think there's some financial implications, too, if, you know, how much money you share with the party if you're not a party member and things like that. And what kind of fundraising does Bernie Sanders do for Democrats and fellow Democrats when he's not running for president? He's officially an independent in the Senate. But should he be allowed to run? Well, I mean, yeah, sure. Let the voters decide. I mean, the voters want a solid D next to the name. They'll make that decision. If they prefer Bernie Sanders' brand of socialism-fueled, liberal orthodoxy, then that's what they'll choose. I'm not sure you can bar someone from running at a primary like that. And I take his point, though. I mean, heck, Gregory Meeks is a solid Democrat. I mean, lifelong kind of Democrat. I'm guessing a little bit. I don't know his life story, but likely a lifelong Democrat guy.
and you want someone loyal to the party to perhaps be the nominee. That, you know, has a possibility of not happening if Bernie Sanders wins. Talking about 2020 candidates, this was a story three, right? At least two 2020 Democrats embracing reparations on the campaign trail. Kamala Harris, talking with a radio host, agreed with his suggestion that reparations for Black Americans were necessary to address the legacies of slavery and discrimination. Elizabeth Warren said she supported reparations for Black Americans impacted by slavery. Warren campaign declined to give further details to the New York Times on that backing, but it came amid her calls for the federal government to provide special home buying assistance to residents of communities that were adversely affected by redlining, and announced a sweeping universal child care proposal that could strongly benefit minority communities. By the way, I want to get back to that one second. Yes, Elizabeth Warren this week announced this plan. I don't know what the details are for universal child care. And she said child care is a right. We are really expanding what we mean by right these days. We hear about a right to broadband, literally hear about a right to broadband from some politicians. Now Elizabeth Warren is saying there is a right to child care, which, again, take it to its logical conclusion. What are your rights? Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. You have natural rights, God-given rights. These rights the government gives you. What is a right to child care? A right to child care means the government would be within its power to conscript people to be child care workers. Because if child care is a right, then someone must provide it. And those would be the people watching the children. And so if you don't have enough child care workers, and child care is a right, then the government could conscript people to be child care. Now, I'm not sure you want people who are conscripted into child care watching your kids, separate conversation, but that's the kind of thing you have to consider when you declare child care to be a right. Anyway, back to the New York Times story. Senator Cory Booker has a baby bonds policy aiming to help poorer children by giving them a government-funded savings account that could total up to $50,000 for the lowest income brackets. Bernie Sanders dismissed the idea of reparations in the last Democratic primary, which some think cost him some votes. Other Democratic 2020 candidates like Kirsten Gillibrand, Amy Klobuchar, either did not respond to requests for comment or stop short of an endorsement of reparations. Instead, several laid out policies that, though not intended as a redress for slavery, would benefit Black Americans. That is the lengthy piece in the New York Times. 2020 Democrats embrace race-conscious policies, including reparations. I know there is a conventional wisdom that Donald Trump is in trouble in 2020. Approval numbers are down a bit. Again, his victory in 2016 was somewhat slim when you look at those key states, Michigan and Ohio and elsewhere. But I got to tell you, these Democrat candidates are running so hard to the left. I think you will see people, A, come off the sidelines, or B, yes, in some ways, change their vote because they are so taken aback and afraid of what a far-left Democrat might do while in office. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS to file a lien, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit DTEenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more businesses saving money means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
I'm Warren Birkenhoff, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.